You're watching KCMI TV.
All right, well, let's get into the Word of the Lord today. And we're going to start off reading out of the book of Matthew. In fact, let's go back to Genesis first. I think we'll just read this portion of Scripture first, and then we'll go to Matthew. This is in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. It says, "And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion." And of course, he goes on to say what dominion is. But I just wanted to focus in on where it says, God says, I'm going to make man, and he's going to be in my image and in my likeness. In other words, he's physically going to look like me, and he is going to have my moral character or my nature. So now we go to Matthew chapter 22. In verse 15, "Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk." So think about this. They get in a room and they're having this conference, and they're trying to come up with ideas how they can trip Jesus up. They are confused. One some of them said, "Never has a man spake like this." So they're sitting in a room and they're trying to come up with ideas. How do we get this guy? And they finally come up with this particular way of getting him. And it said, verse 16, "They sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth." First of all, that they didn't believe that, because if they had him, they'd have followed him. So they're lying through their teeth right here. And they said, "Neither carest thou for any man," and that's not true. And they said, "And you regardeth not the person of men." That's not true. God, he cares about everyone. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." So they're just, it reminds me of the rhetoric that we hear today in the liberal media. Verse 17, this is what they've come up with, a solution to try to get Jesus with. They said, "Tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute, or rather taxes, unto Caesar or not?" And they're going to try to trip Jesus up here. They feel like either way he answers, they got him. In verse 18, he says, "But he perceives their wickedness," and he said, "Why are you tempting me, or why are you testing me?" He said, "You hypocrites." He said, "Show me the tribute money that they're talking about." So they brought unto him a penny. So he comes back to him now with another question. He says, "So who is this image and superinscription?" And they said unto him, "Caesar." So he said unto them, "Render therefore unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, and unto God the things that are God." And when they heard these words, they just marveled, and they left him and went their way. What stood out to me, really never seen this before, but you know, they're asking Jesus, they said, "Should we give to Caesar taxes, a tribute?" And the Lord says, "Well, show me the money." And they showed him a penny. He said, "So when you look at this penny," he said, "whose image and superscription is on here?" And it's very interesting here, because he uses two words. He uses image and superinscription. And this is why I read Genesis 1. They said, "Well, it's Caesar's." He said, "Okay, you give to Caesar the things that are Caesar, and to God the things that are God." He said, "The reason you give this to Caesar is because it has his image on it, and whoever's image is on it, that's who it belongs to." Now we go back to Genesis. The Lord says, when God made man, he made him, and I did some research on this, he made him in his image and in his likeness. And the word image here literally means, in this portion of Matthew, it literally means the moral likeness, and the superscription literally means the outward appearance. And so it goes back to Genesis 1. God made us in his image and in his likeness. The likeness deals with his character, and the image deals with that we look like him. So what I want to talk to you about today is that when we're born again, Jesus talked to Nicodemus, and Nicodemus confused. He said, Lord, how can I go back in the womb and be born again? And the Lord said, no. He said, you'd be born in the spirit realm. You're not being born physically. So when you and I give our hearts to the Lord, we are born again. It's like we're going back to creation. And when we're born spiritually, God stamps us. We look like him. See, the new birth is when Adam was created, he had the nature of God and he looked like God. This is what Genesis says, in his image and in his likeness. And so he had both of those. And when he fell, he didn't stop looking like God, but he lost God's nature. And so now you have all of these men and women on the earth that they physically look like God's image, but they no longer have his nature. And so this 4,000-year journey to Calvary was not about recapturing the image of man or the outward, the physical likeness of him, but it was about capturing the character and the nature of God. There's a scripture in Timothy, 1 Timothy, I think it's chapter 3, it says this, that there's a group of people that they have the form of God. They look like God, but they don't have any power thereof. They don't have his nature. And see, this is where the church is today in so many dimensions is we have the outward appearance of being Christians, but we can't operate in the nature of the Lord. And so what I want to talk to you today about is whosoever image you bear, that's who you belong to. And so there's a verse that says this. In fact, I think we'll just go back and read. This is in 1 Corinthians. You'll like this. This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And verse 19 says, what, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? See, the Holy Ghost, that's the nature of God. And it says, which you have of God. And then I like this. It says, ye are not your own. What's that mean? In verse 20, it says, you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body, which is the image, going back to Genesis. He says, glorify God in the fact that you look like God, but also in your spirit, which is God. So the body is the physical side. The spirit is the nature of God. And so when you get saved, you don't belong to you anymore. And this is why God said this. He said, you have to give to God what belongs to God. And this is an issue for so many people today, and this is why they don't walk in victory. They want to be saved. They want to have, you know, they want to look like God and look like Christians, but they want to do their own thing. You are not your own. I don't get to determine my own path. I don't get to determine where I go and what I do. I belong to the Lord, and so I am here for his purpose. And it says this, it says, we are bought with a price. At Calvary, God purchased us with his own blood. The Bible says this about the church. It says he purchased the church with his own blood. And so whatever you buy, you own. and God owns us. And there's this, boy, there is this rogue maverick spirit, this independent spirit that's got in the church that says, I'm going to be a Christian and I want people to say I look like God, but I want to do my own thing. You can't do your own thing. You have to go the way of the Lord. And so the Bible says that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And or you can say, use another word, that we are the house of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, know you not that that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God dwells in you. So now when we have the image of Christ, when we get saved, we are bearing the image of Christ. And this is where you go back here to Matthew. The Lord says you have to give to Caesar. That is Caesar's. Why did you give the penny to Caesar? Because it has Caesar's image and its likeness on it. It belonged to him. But then he ended up, he said, but you give to God that which is God's. And so I think it's in Romans, it says this, that as many, I love the 8th chapter of Romans. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. We don't get to determine the path that we walk on. I've seen a lot of people over the years, and all the years I've been in ministry, I've seen so many people that they're trying to function in an area of ministry that God never called them to. God didn't call them to that. I've seen people want to preach. God didn't call you to preach. Or people want to sing. God didn't call you to sing. That we are many members but one body. And only God gets to determine the path that we go on. And so if we are the house of the Lord, you know, and I have people say, well, I love the Lord, but, you know, I can't pray. It's tough for me. But Jesus said this. He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Could it be? And boy, I praise God for what the Lord has done for our nation here in the last few days. And he spared President Trump's life. And listening, you know, to so many people and politicians and news outlets, it seems like the consensus is this, that prayer, the prayer of the people over Donald Trump is what kept him alive. And this is why the Lord said this. He said, I can call my house a lot of things. It's a house of peace. It's a house of righteousness. It's a house of healing. We know that, all of these things, house of prosperity. But he said, I call it the house of prayer. And you have to give God what belongs to God. And part of that is prayer, part of his righteousness. And as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And, you know, there's a part of us, you know, where we're human. And we all have our independent mind. We all have our own nature, hopefully that's governed by the Holy Spirit. But, boy, there are times where I can hear the Holy Spirit go, don't say that. Don't do that, or don't go there, or don't do, you know, do a certain particular activity. And you think, well, it doesn't hurt anything. But see, I don't get to make my choices because I bear the image of God. And so I don't belong to me. I belong to the Lord because I bear his image. Render to God the things that are God's. And one of the reasons that some people who call themselves Christians that struggle is the Lord was talking to the Pharisees in Matthew not too long before he was crucified. And he said, my house is a house of prayer. Then he looked at him and he said, it's not my house anymore. He said, you've taken over it. You run it. You do it your way. He said, so it's your house. And he said, it's left unto you desolate. Whenever you stop rendering to God what belongs to him, then God will leave your house desolate, which means it's unprotected. And if you want the Spirit of God to bless you, I love this verse. It's in Psalms. It says, except In other words, there's only one way, except the Lord build the house. They that build it labor in vain. And whenever you try to, you want to be a Christian and say, you know, I love the Lord, but whenever you decide that I'm going to be the one who makes my decisions, the Bible says from that moment on, everything you do is in vain. It's not going to produce fruit. It's not going to prosper. And, you know, I want to ask you a question because I deal with this myself. You know, we just read Romans, as many as are led by the Spirit. That means that you are following somebody. Is Christ, are you following Christ, or is Christ following you? And lots of people, they want to use God to further their own kingdom and their own goals. And what God wants is he wants himself to use us to further his kingdom. And this is why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then these other things will be added unto you. And I want to be a man of God, and I want our church to be a church. I want the house of the Lord to be a group of people that we are rendering to God. And so, for example, the Bible says, forsake not the assembly of thyself together. You don't get to choose whether you go to church or not. If you are a believer and you've been born again, God said this, forsake not the assembling of thyself together. When it's church time, you have to render to God the things that are God. And we serve the Lord with body, soul, and spirit. And Paul said this. He said, I want you to prosper even as your soul prospers. And see, that soul realm deals with bringing not just your physical part. I was raised in a real strict denomination, but we put all the emphasis on the image, on what kind of clothes we wore, you know, especially for the ladies, and their dress and their hair and all of those things. But see, it's not, Paul said it's neither circumcision nor uncircumcision that matters, but he said it's the spirit of the heart. And so God, when he got done with them, it said they were done talking, they walked away and they marveled at his wisdom. But he left this principle. He said, what image is on something, that's who it belongs to. And from the very beginning in Genesis, God made you and I not just to look like him, but to have his moral perpetuity, to have his character, to have his nature. And I believe Calvary never was about changing our physical appearance. You know, man didn't have a third arm after resurrection, or he didn't change the way we were physically. It was about bringing back the likeness of God, the nature of God. And when you bear the nature of God, then you belong to him. And you no longer walk your own paths. And, you know, I have found over time that when I let God lead me, life's a lot better. And this is, I love Psalms. It says, he leads me in paths of righteousness, and he leads me beside the still waters. And learn to trust the Lord. Listen, if you bear his image, then you have to give to him yourself. And this is why Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourselves, your bodies, as a living sacrifice unto God, which is your most reasonable service. So I want to encourage you, never forget this. You bear the image of Jesus Christ. And the Bible even says this. It says that we are the body of Christ. And always remember this. The only Jesus that the world will ever see is me and you. Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father. And so He gives us his image. We now bear the image of God and the likeness of God. So let's give God what belongs to him, okay? Well, I hope this has been a blessing. By no means reprimanding, just wanted to encourage you and to challenge you in the spirit to be more like Christ. And rejoice, we're in good days. Listen, revival and harvest is coming to our nation now. And we can be excited, and the shout's coming back to our spirit. I'll see you next week. God bless you.
For more information about Kent Christmas Ministries International or Regeneration Nashville, go to kentchristmas.org or regenerationnashville.org. And for the latest updates or videos, follow us on Facebook and subscribe to us on YouTube. God bless you.